but it was also somehow pure Michelangelo, colossal strength translated into flowing line. Michelangelo toiled away into his 80s on this, living in a cell-like room in St. Peter's, racked with pain, refusing pay, eating very little.
February the 24th, 1552, was a great day, both in the career of the 76-year-old Michelangelo and in the long, extraordinary history of the biggest dome in the world, the cupola on top of St. Peter's, because it was the day when the cornice of the drum was finished. Cornice is just below the area of the windows. Essentially, it's the base which made it impossible for anyone, no matter what happened after Michelangelo's death 12 years later, to change its size. But more importantly, it made it impossible to change Michelangelo's beautiful vision. To mark this great occasion, what did Michelangelo do? He threw a party. And it wasn't for the patricians and the princes and the cardinal and the pope, it was for the workmen who'd made this possible. It was all the sausage you could possibly eat, four enormous pork livers. And what does this tell us about Michelangelo beyond the lovely anecdote that he felt a kind of fraternal solidarity with the workmen? Well, it tells us this, that Michelangelo, through all his life, valued what his contemporaries called ars. Ars means art, but it means art in the old sense of hands-on skill, in his case, of an almost sublime gift for technical engineering, for structural power, knowing exactly what should go where.
But you weren't going to be a great artist unless you could also marry that technical ability with what Michelangelo's contemporaries called ingegno, the ability to conceive a sublime idea. And that heroic idea survived even his successors, making the curve of the dome much steeper. Michelangelo died 89 years old, but before he could see the dome completed,